This space would have formed the living room and dining area, looking out over Plaza de la Merced in Malaga, a city that was entering the final years of a century in which it had become one of the largest industrial centres in Spain.
We can picture the gatherings that would have taken place here of the painter and professor friends of José Ruiz, whose paintings adorn the walls. Perhaps the most noteworthy is the work titled Monaguillo, or Altar Boy, by José Ponce Puente, which may have influenced some of the works on the same theme that Picasso produced in his youth. This room would also have been used to receive members of the extensive Ruiz family when they visited. José had no fewer than 10 siblings, and his family formed part of a modest bourgeoisie that was socially well-connected and had an interest in culture and art. The house would also have been visited by Maria Picasso's mother and three sisters, who were from the working-class neighbourhood of El Pachel.
2 years after Pablo's birth, his grandmother and two of his maternal aunts came to live with the family in a new apartment on the same square. There, the family's only male child enthralled onlookers by cutting out the shapes of flowers and animals with astonishing precision and in a single movement. Two of these figures, a dog and a dove, are still kept at the Picasso Museum in Barcelona. The room is presided over by an image of the Virgin Mary, created by José Ruiz from a classical bust, appropriately dressed and painted, which accompanied the family wherever they went.